It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, where we also broadcast live on the web worldwide. So, mahalo for tuning in, and today we don't have Tracy. Tracy Arakaki is busy making movies. I wonder if he's going to be next movie star. Anyway, there was a big water main break on Ala Moana this week, and there was tremendous traffic jams just by a two-block section.
Ticket, that's expensive.
Ala Moana.
Get up early, go through security. What?
Okay, just that small section now. Imagine if they decide to build a rail and start closing down streets in Honolulu. Can you imagine what kind of traffic jams you're going to have for the next 10, 20 years? Think about that. Is it worth it? So those of you that want the rail, think about that. And those unions that think they're going to get the job, I don't think so, you know. You guys in the union better go check. Because from what I know, you got to be rail certified to build rails. You can't just build, anybody go build a rail. It's not all that easy. So think about that. If you're thinking about jobs, think about the traffic too. Okay? The other thing is the trial on the death of that person in the Corvette in Kapolei. That person that was guilty of killing the driver of that Corvette got, 18 months imprisonment? You know, folks, I think the law is too lenient. Think about that. If the law was stricter and the penalty was higher, do you think people would chance drinking and driving? I don't think so. And as far as drinking and driving, they're trying to come out with that breath tester for the car. That's a joke, folks. Those of you know that they can take it off. How do you know if that person still has the breath tester on the car? There's so many ways around it. It's basically the law. The law has to be stricter. A good example is the parking meter on the street. The citation, if it was only $2 or let's say $5 for expired parking meter. Okay? But the parking meter, let's say, costs $10 to feed it. You're going to chance the tag because it's less. But if the citation was $50 for expired parking meter, you won't break the law. The same thing with drunk driving and all the rest. It's the law. I mean, the judges, I feel, this is my opinion, don't put themselves in the victim, the families of the victim. You know, if it was their daughter, their son, their husband, their wife, whatever, they got killed by this dummy drunk driver, what kind of penalty would they put on? I don't think 18 months. I think much higher than that. Anyway, give me your thoughts. The number is 296-5467. Wow, good afternoon, Wanda. Nice to see you made it. Anyway, Beth, I'd like to hear what you got to say about the penalties of drunk driving, and what do you think about that traffic jam they had because of the water main break on Ala Moana? Okay, 296-5467. And Wanda, I think we should run that trivia. A lot of people think they got the answer, and this trivia has been running kind of long. Crestec Cleaning Center is the sponsor for that trivia prize, and Billy Cressman gives really good prizes, folks. So it's just a number. Guess the number.
Ready? What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
How come your voice is so soft on that mic? Try that again.
I said, what percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
The number is 296-5467. Give it a try. Okay? All she can say is call us back and try again. Okay? So anyway. Okay. Okay, this is my thought on pedestrians now. Okay? The state came out with the law of pedestrians' right. Cars have to stop for pedestrians in crosswalk and all this and that. Well, I look at it this way. This is my thought. The law of the ocean, the bigger ship has the right of way. Why? Because the smaller one can maneuver much easier than the big ship. The same with pedestrians. The pedestrians can maneuver much better than the car. And a lot of times, in fact, most of the times, the driver did not see the pedestrian in the crosswalk or on the street. So I think it should be that the pedestrian is not always right and the car is right, because the pedestrian, you know, all in all, has to look out and not be dead right. It's better to be alive and watch for these cars. I mean, those of you that drive, you see a lot of people come to the crosswalk, they don't even look left or right, they just walk right across the street. A lot of times right in front of you. Am I right or wrong? Because they think they have the right of way. You think about that law for a while, and maybe we can save some lives. 296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, stranger.
I'm coming in early, George.
I see that.
It's like a good restaurant. You know, you got to get in there early to get a good table, yeah?
That's right.
George, I wanted to comment. You started the show with when they start building that rail and the experience of the people in the water main breakdown. And and nobody could get around it, George, because of all the surface streets. You know, even if you tried to zig and you zag, yeah?
Yep.
It just all backs up, and it brought back fond memories of 5 years of waiting to just go from the end of the freeway by Star of the Sea Church, you know, where the freeway ends on Kalani Highway, going east, toward Ainahaina. It's only about a maybe 3 or 4 mile stretch before I can turn in to come home up the valley. 5 years, George, times where everybody just turned off their motor. Just turned it off. You just sat there, because what they would do is they would do so much work, then realize that it's backing up so much that they have to let a certain amount of cars go by. But then they immediately shut it off again. You know, it's like, you know, like the water faucet. And You and that was 5 years, George, I went through that. Every day coming home from work.
And you're still here?
Yeah, I survived. You know, and when they build that rail, if everybody thinks they're going to zig and zag and go off on surface streets, forget it. There's so many traffic lights. When you go off on surface streets, what happens? You just get all caught and backed up all over again. Those little surface streets are going to be worse.
Yep.
You know?
But people don't listen.
I know. Just, you know, we're talking, George, but when the reality comes, if it does come, 10 years, man.
I hope it doesn't.
George, I, you know, 5 years I put up with that, but I can't even imagine 10. You know, that's like, wow.
Yeah.
Sell your place and go find someplace else to live.
That's you know? Right.
Good luck in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I appreciate the fact that you bring that to the public's attention that, you know, you think it's going to be a good deal. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Not going to be a good deal.
Other than that, how are you?
Still alive.
Still hanging in, yeah?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, Rob.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Anyway, that's right, folks. Think. Especially that now, it's election year. Think. You know, and those have got caught in those traffics on Kalaneaneole Highway and Alawana and all those traffic jams. Can you stand it for 10 years? I don't know. Money is nothing. Sitting in that traffic is. Okay? But anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. Oh, and I wanted to bring this out. I was reading this forum one time on the computer. And when I ran for mayor, for governor, a lot of people mentality in Hawaii was, he's not qualified. He has no experience in politics. But you know, I have an answer for all those people that thought I couldn't do diddly for the people of Hawaii. What about, what's that state? New Jersey, that has a governor that's a wrestler, Jesse Ventura. What about California? They got movie actors. Are they politicians? Or were they politicians before they got in? I mean, look at the mess we're in right now. They're all qualified politicians, folks. Wake up. When are we going to wake up? When it's too late? It usually is that way. When it's too late. Don't be that way. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, I went to the. I had the honor of being invited to the Rotary Club of Honolulu at the Royal Hawaiian on Tuesday. They had the four mayor candidates running.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another issue was the rail. And, you know, Panos, who's running for mayor, said, yeah, the rail is going to cost us too much money and the infrastructure and whatnot. But the other three said they supported because, you know, they were there. The people voted. And it's mandated that they want it. So it's majority rules. But the thing is about the rail, you know, the buses, they're taking money from the bus companies. And, you know, we only had 8 hybrid buses, $1 million each. Well, we could have bought more, but we only had 8. But Bono said that's kind of ridiculous. And another thing is, you know, you were talking about pedestrians, you know, being aware of what they need to watch when cars come and, you know, vehicles when they cross.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard for a visual impaired person like myself to walk when there's cars that don't have any noise at all. You know, the electric hybrid cars.
Yeah.
We're trying to get something going on with the legislature so they can mandate something so that these people can just drive up and then whack us in the crosswalk or whatever. Very dangerous.
And yeah, but a lot of people, see, when you tell them that the pedestrian is right,
yeah,
they take it literally that they're right and they'll run across or go across anytime they want because they're right. And they'll get killed.
Right.
But if you tell them, no, you're not right, the car is right, then they'll stop and they think about it and they'll look.
Right.
But as far as the hybrid cars, that's real quiet, and people who can't see that well, I think they should have their headlights on.
Or some kind of noise. Huh?
Yeah. Or belting.
Yeah, so they know that there's a car coming. Or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they're exactly.
They're like the quiet ghost coming towards you. And you
don't you don't see it.
But when I was in Europe, in France, I went to Europe with the 442nd 100th Battalion for a tour. We went to France for check the battle sites and everything, grave sites. I was in a French town, and I noticed that when I went to the crossroad, I extended my cane out, the whole traffic stopped until I went right across. I guess the laws are very strict over there. If you plan to, you know, cross, but there's a pedestrian in the crosswalk and one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the roundabout, they had chrome pipes by the crosswalk, you know, when you want to walk to the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them were all bent. I guess those guys were kind of drunk or something. So they wouldn't hit the pedestrian. But, yeah, it's kind of hard for a person who's vision impaired or can't make across that path.
Especially when it's just about evening time or early in the morning.
Yeah.
A lot of cars don't have their lights on.
Yeah, and even Carson Vineyard Boulevard was a hard time for me.
Oh, yeah.
The light is too short to cross, so you gotta stop halfway if you don't walk too fast.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, George.
Okay.
You have a good one.
You too. Okay. Is it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George and Nika.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and is Rolling Bob there?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, and if you didn't get to watch the game, Hawaii won today 10-0.
Wow.
In the Little League World Series. In the fifth inning, you're up 10-0, and they have a rule, game over. So we won, and we go on to play Japan, and I think that's tomorrow. But just, man, if you folks aren't watching those games, you're missing some real excitement, and you should be proud. They're like representing Hawaii. They're, you know, talking good about the coaches and stuff and the home team, and it's just nice. You know, George, it's just nice to just see, you know, the kids having a great time and the parents are there rooting them, and it just makes you feel good. And I'm just proud of them. And, you know, I just hope everybody gets behind them and we support them. And on the other side, you know, it's funny. I was on the highway the other day and traffic is backed up. And I'm thinking to myself, why is there so much traffic in the middle of the day when people should be at work or someplace else? And when I get up to where the traffic is, all it is a car on the side getting a ticket or something with a police car. Not even blocking the lanes. And, I know people got to stop and say hi to their cousin or whoever they see because everybody knows everybody. But, you know, sometimes it just baffles me. And it's just like the thing with the water main break. Okay, but couldn't somebody figure out a way to detour traffic and bypass some stoplights and get everybody moving? But, you know, over here, we just, I don't know why. You know, like when they have the accidents on the freeway. They just shut down the freeway for like 6 hours. Remember when the truck hit the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere else to go. You just sit there on the freeway.
Oh, well, we have a lot of time, that's right, Bob.
Oh, man, and you're right. When they start building that rail, and, you know, if they say it is going to take 10 years, it's Hawaii, double that. It's going to be 20 years. Okay, now that I got that out, let's get back and root for Hawaii. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Herbert from Wailea.
Hi, Herbert.
Great show, George.
Thank you.
I have a Mercedes 300 C-Class with almost 2,000 miles on it. Mercedes said I should take it in for its first service at 10,000 miles. You know, I'm an old dinosaur. Me and my cousin are Oakshar. I've always changed my oil, you know, on new cars at about 1,000 miles, not because of the oil, but because of wear and tear of this break-in period.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on this? Is it a waste of time and money?
No, you should have changed that long time ago. I recommend changing it at the first 1,000 mile. And going to a good synthetic oil like AMSOIL.
Yeah, what Mercedes is Mobil 1.
No. Mobil 1 is number 4 on the list.
Yeah?
Yep.
AMSOIL. You got it. Well, Crestec has it, huh?
Crestec, we have it. Lots of people have it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go buy it and take it to Zippy Lube. They'll change it. Okay, I'll do what you tell me to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay, we have Ginger on the line.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi. Hey, thanks for your great show. I'm calling because I've got a Subaru Forester for sale. It's a 1999. It's got really low miles. It's got only 55,000 miles on it. And it's all-wheel drive. Very clean inside and out. No rust anywhere. Rated in good condition by my mechanic. It's a great, reliable back-to-school vehicle with lots of room to carry, move things around or your stuff. It gets good gas mileage. It's all-wheel drive, anti-lock brakes, automatic transmission. Everything works. The power steering, the windows, the lock. The AC works great. The tires are in good condition. Got a comfortable ride, and it's gray with interior. Well, actually, the outside's silver. It's kind of a warm silver with inside gray.
How much?
It is $6,200 or best offer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you folks would like the VIN number, I got that too.
How can they get a hold of you?
My number is 808-882-0588. And my name is Ginger.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, George.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. We got no takers for the trivia?
No.
Okay. 296-5467, folks. 296-5467. Okay. So, anyway, you know, we had Earl Char in last week. We had Damian Farias in the week before. these old dinosaur racers. You know, I was just talking with Earl, and I told him that, you know, we're so lucky that we lived in the era that we had a raceway on Oahu. And he agreed. Think about all those younger folks now. Think about it, folks. They don't have a raceway. Where are they going to race the cars? That's human nature, folks. You cannot tell these people, no, you don't race your car. Racing is from way back, ever since man began. From caveman all the way. That's the human nature of racing. Okay? So you want them to race on the streets and kill people? Or you want them to race in a safe environment under strict rules? Well, all of you know that Oahu is the only island without a raceway park. No racing. Okay, so, like I said to Earl, thank God we're in that era where we had a raceway. Because if we're off today, there's no raceway. What are we going to do? Do drugs? I don't know. Racing is great under strict supervision and strict rules. But that's just my view. Let's hear it from you. 296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Val from Pearl City.
Hi, Val.
Hi, George. Thanks for all that you do for the general public. I had a question about oil.
Mm-hmm.
I know Lex Brody's used to sell or is still selling the AMSOIL, mm-hmm. and you just mentioned that earlier. How does the AMSOIL compare with the new G oil, the going green oil that Lex Brody's also sell?
The AMSOIL is your better oil. Yes. As far as protecting your engine.
Right.
Because it's a full synthetic oil.
Yeah, the G oil is also full synthetic, and it's also environmentally friendly.
The test is on that doesn't come out good.
Alright, I gotta go.
Okay.
Okay.
AMSOIL is the one I would recommend and I would use.
Bye. Yes, sir. You're basing it on how is, what's the comparison?
We have a bearing test machine that we test all oils on.
Uh-huh.
And the way we test it is we heat it up, extreme temperature, boil it, and then test bearing against bearing and see what happens.
So based on your test, you're saying that the AMSOIL outcompetes with the new G oil too?
Oh, by far.
Wow. Yeah, I do have AMSOIL on my car. I just, you know, don't want to miss out on the latest.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Glenn from Kapahulu.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, George. I had a question. I wanted to guess that trivia.
Okay.
First, was it 28%?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, George, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put in the Samurai about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And would ethanol be in there 7 years? Would it be better?
Because ethanol is your best fuel.
Huh?
Ethanol is the best fuel.
Yeah, I left it Samurai about 7 years in a tank.
Yeah.
And I use it, you know, once a month or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Would ethanol be better?
Ethanol is better.
If I had 2 gallons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll pick that up then.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. Hey, first, can I guess on the trivia?
Sure.
33%.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, I got a couple things for George.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, the ethanol thing, you know, we all believe you on the ethanol, and right now all the candidates, you know, they're saying they're all for green environment thing, and they're also alternative energy. So have you talked to any of them about your trying to get the ethanol gas station going?
The only candidate that is for ethanol is Abercrombie.
Yeah, because they're all saying they're all for, you know, green environment. They're all for, you know, mm-hmm. alternative fuels and this and that. Now's the time to strike while, you know.
Well, let me tell you this. When candidates run for office, they promise you the moon. But how many of them actually keep the promise? I mean,
yeah.
I call a spade, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And if the mayor had said he will finish his term before running for governor or other office, did he finish?
Oh, we all knew he was.
Okay. He said, can we afford the rail? Do we need it? Can we maintain it? Didn't he say that?
Yes, he said that.
Okay. Now, they're saying that, well, he's saying that he's going to make the economy better and cut the furloughs. Well, isn't the isn't the city on furlough now?
Yeah.
Okay. If they said they're going to cut the furlough, how? The people have to ask, how are you going to make money? You're going to print some in the back room? If you don't have money, how in the world are you not going to put people on furlough? They all say, I'm going to make the economy better. I'm going to bring more jobs. How? With no money.
Yeah, you're right. They promise anything.
Yeah, it's all empty promises. You have to ask, hey, how you plan to bring the money in? Print it? How?
Yeah.
They have no clue.
That's right.
So, you know, I have some investors from the mainland that wants to build a 40-lane bowling alley down by Alawai Golf Course. We're running against a lot of blockage. Okay? And it's a real dumb blockage. We're trying to bring money to the state, and it's not going to make traffic. It's going to add to the economy. Real money. But they block it. Why is that? I thought these politicians were for bringing in money. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But that's my take.
Yeah. Anyway, I got one more thing for you.
What's that?
You know, you're talking about racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just came from that Kalailoa Raceway Park meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your idea is set for to have a raceway at Staten Island, which is I think is a good idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But being that, you know, that's not going to happen right now, and that the Kalailoa stuff is starting to get off the ground, I mean, are you going to support the Kalailoa Raceway Park?
If it is real, yes, but I don't think it's real.
Well, they got the groundbreaking stuff, and it's happening.
Do you know what the lease is there?
According to them, they got it, and it's,
yeah, it's a year-to-year lease.
Yeah.
Who is going to put that kind of money into a one-year lease?
Well, they're building it, so.
Did you see it built?
No, but the area is clear. I mean, they got the. It's like a kickoff thing, so.
You know how long ago they did planning on that? Three
oh, yeah.
years ago. And that's all they did was clear the land?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But I mean, shouldn't we support these guys? At least they're doing something.
Nope.
Because we got no alternative other than that.
Okay. The guys who are doing this is the same guys that had the Hawaii Raceway Park. Why did they sell the Hawaii Raceway Park and do another raceway? Think about that. Would you sell your raceway park and go build another one?
Are you sure it's the same people?
Yep.
Well, we got to wait and see then.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. The way. It doesn't make sense. You would renovate that old one, but not sell it. So, anyway. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl is going to die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and thanks for tuning in. We have something on the website too that I think you should look at, and for those of you that didn't see it, go check it out on my website. There's something that I think is really nice, made by Brother Iz, and there are some other good stuff on there to look at too. Go check it out. And I also recommend the AMSOIL automatic transmission oil. We've been testing a lot of oils, and we're always testing, and the AMSOIL automatic transmission oil is, in our testing, the best. Okay?
What is your website?
www.georgenita.com. Go check it out. Especially those of you that love Hawaii as much as I do. Go check out that thing on Brother Iz. He was great. Okay? Money is nothing, folks. Money cannot buy you health. Money, if money could buy you a health, life, then it's something. I don't know why legislature allowed tinting of the front windshield. Anytime you allow tinting of the front windshield, people bend the rules. I've seen cars with tints on the front window and I can't see the driver. Yeah, I know Mario Yano said, well, the police department is supposed to tag them, but they don't. Okay? When you allow something, people always bend the rules. So I feel really bad about this tinting of the front windshield. Also, it is almost next to impossible to tint the front windshield without distortion. And when you have distortion, it kind of hypnotizes you on the long drive and put you to sleep. So, you go figure. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Sharon from Mililani.
Hi, Sharon.
If you have synthetic oil, can you just put the add in the AMSOIL?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So you can just mix up any kind of synthetic.
Not recommended, but you can if you're down, you're short. But it's best to use the straight same AMSOIL and AMSOIL. Okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so anyway.
How about if you have regular oil in you, refill with synthetic? That's a no-no.
You can. It don't hurt. But it's best to drain it all out, change the filter, and go with AMSOIL. Okay? And I know AMSOIL filters are good for 25,000 miles, but this is what we found. If your engine was originally sludgy and you're running AMSOIL with the AMSOIL filter, or any filter for that matter, the AMSOIL oil will clean that sludge out and it will end up in the filter. So that's why we recommend changing only the filter every 3,000 miles, just in case you got some junk in there that's got and it gets caught in the filter. You don't want the filter to get clogged up. Okay? So, anyway, that's my take on the filters. Yes, the AMSOIL filter is good, and if you use it from when your car is brand new, then yeah, you don't have to change the filter for 25,000 miles. Okay? Anyway, if you need a tow and you're stuck on the freeway, call Storm Towing. Storm Towing does excellent towing service. 479-2983. That's 479-2983. And come on, folks, guess the trivia. 296-5467. You know, this trivia has been running too long. We gotta end it. Somebody gotta guess it. It's only a number. Guess a number, folks. And the price from Cresta Cleaning Center is excellent. And by the way, he has some good stuff there. Like the Degreaser 2000 is awesome. It is so awesome. It doesn't leave an odor. You just can't stand that odor of the, you know, other cleaners. Okay? Anyway, I recommend changing the front pads for trucks. Anybody with pickup trucks, vans, stuff like that, change the front pads. Most of those pads, 2000 and up, are from China, and they don't stop well. Change it over. Go to EBC or Akebono. Those pads are they're much better and excellent for stopping. EBC or Akebono's. Okay? So, give me a call at 296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Fred from Kalihi.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. I'd like to take a guess.
Okay.
57%.
call us back and try again.
Hmm. That's close or far?
Close.
Close.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's okay. next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, hi, George. I'd like to say thanks for bringing on the two special guests from the couple weeks ago. Damien and Earl brought back memories to Kahuku days and also to how I raced at Boston.
Yeah, they were great days.
Yeah, it brought back memories. Like Earl then was, you know, they were slingshot guys, dragsters, so I didn't have too much, know about the guys until he went to Hawaii Racing Park. And I believe he had, like I said, he was running a Murphy, so I think it was a Caliente. Damien one, his story was so funny because I didn't know he was a cop along with Donald Acano, who used to run that. So maybe Damien did pull me over at Marco Terrio. So. But yeah, anyway, it brought back good memories, the old days of how everybody used to make shifts on speed parts and swap parts around, you know. Somebody had big bucks to buy things and you also used to swap around plus cash and stuff like that.
That's why you got to go to that, the nifty's 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
On October 1st.
Yeah, but anyway, back in Kahuku's, I think standout was Alvin Cooper. He had a 58 bed blown palm model, a black one. And then later on in that time when I used to hang around the bigger guys to go, he also had an Anglia black one. I don't know what's black. And I think he had one guy driving for him, a shot guy.
Stukup.
Yeah, Stukup. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then those are the guys we, you know, like open eye because, you know, they used to turn on the track, like I guess the wheelbase was so short, you know. But and the Singh brothers too, they had a yellow early model Plymouth, and from what I understand, I just looking over the shoulders and hear the story that they bought a brand new Mopar and they swapped drivetrain rear end and engine right into the coupe and they ran some kind of gas class, I think. And got a chance to peek over the engine, was a 426 short cross ram. Torque fight, push button on the dashboard, you know, in those early days, shifter was on the dashboard. So, yeah, that was really mean. Bring back good memories. But anyway, okay, I'll get up. It's almost time up, and I'll let some more guys call in. And I'd like to try the trivia.
Okay.
Wonder it's about 21%, I guess.
21%?
Yeah.
I'll
look that. Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks.
Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we gotta go to a break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and my bought up over here. Chaz was supposed to tell me how he likes the AMSOIL. So, I don't know. How do you like the AMSOIL, Chaz? Well, yeah, that's part of the deal, see? We need to know how you like it.
It's good.
That's it?
It's good. I like it. It's smooth.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit more power in the acceleration.
Okay.
But I have not tested the gas mileage yet.
Okay.
But I can tell the difference. It's a smoother ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like it, huh?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Thank
you. Okay. Who's on the line now? They had to share the mics. Okay.
Okay, we have Dan from Kailua.
Hi, Jan.
From Kalihi.
Oh, this is Dan.
Dan.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
I just wanted to take a guess on your trivia question.
Okay.
I'll say 63%.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Next.
We have George of the Jungle.
I was waiting for this guy.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Well, you know, it's been an exciting day this morning. You know, the Little League kids, you know, they beat Texas 10 to nothing.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Tomorrow they face Japan.
Wow.
And today's game didn't even go all the way because there's a thing called the 10-run rule. So they didn't go through the whole sixth innings right there. But fantastic for Waipahu out there.
I tell you.
Hey, congratulations to them out there.
Yep.
So, was it the bottom of the fifth or top of the fifth?
Was the bottom of the fifth because they scored the 10th run on the bottom of the fifth.
Oh, okay.
And that's after four innings right there. If there's a 10-run rule.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out really well over there for them. But anyway, they're probably their grandfathers and grandmothers are really jumping up and down. And we've got our oldies bash on October 1st there at the Pacific Beach Hotel, and it has been jumping.
Good.
You know, people are realizing for $55, a full buffet.
That's a deal.
Where can you go in Waikiki? And you can have Tom Moffitt also.
That's a deal.
Hey, that's a deal and a half, and the phone has been ringing off the hook. You know, you can call 239-5360 to get your registration for that there. And I know George is going to be there, and I know George is going to bring a guest, and it better be a female guest because us single guys are going to be very disappointed because if he doesn't, then all, he's like, honey, all those beautiful flies are going to go to him.
Nah. you're so funny, George.
Yes, yes. You know what we got to do one day on your show? We got to get all the nicknames for all the drivers we used to have around the island.
Trying to get that.
You remember Crazy Betty from Chunky's, right?
Yeah.
With the gold 6348 triples she had over there.
Yeah.
All these different people like that. We should get a list of them, like the Mad German, you know?
Yep,
and all of them. But anyway, don't forget, October 1st, Pacific Beach Hotel, Oldies, 50s, 60s, Bash, 2010. If you need a registration, call 239-5360. Thanks, George.
We really
appreciate it.
We're going to make that into a dinosaur bash.
Yeah. Bring your own wheelchair and bring your own oxygen tank.
That's right.
Thanks, George. Need the before and after pictures.
No, leave that home.
Okay, we got Rand from Honolulu.
Hello.
Hi.
Your trivia?
Okay.
52%.
What? 52?
Yeah.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, boy. They're close, but not close enough.
Oh.
Okay. 296-5467, folks. And yes, that 50-60s bash, October 1st, is going to be a great one. Hopefully we get a lot of old-time racers out there. I know Madman Sato's going there. And I think Earl Char's going. Damien Farias and hopefully more. You know, life is short, folks. It's great to see your old friends and make new friends. And that bash, let me tell you, last year was awesome. A lot of people forgot to eat. They had so much fun, they actually forgot to eat. Can you figure that? Yep. That's how much fun it was.
I'm not going to forget to eat.
Yeah, I know. Okay, who's next?
We have Rand from Honolulu.
Rand?
Rand.
I'm going to try one more time.
Okay.
53%.
Call us back and try again.
Gotta okay. Be a number.
Okay, we got Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the trivia, but first, I'm going to tell you why the guys that forget to eat.
Why?
They all get the old-timer's disease.
Makule.
No, you know when you're talking story on what you did in high school and stuff, you forget.
Yeah, they all old fun.
It was so much fun, I tell you.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm going to try 62.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you, bye.
All right. 296-5467. Come on, folks. We got to bust it this week. Get a number. Bust this trivia this week. 296-5467. Let's do it. Tired of Wanda going on and on with this. How many people was... What's the percentage? What was that again?
What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii? And if you remember a few weeks ago, somebody said that they had the answer, but it was different for me. So, you know, it's kind of around that.
Okay, so who's on the line? Oh, we gotta wait. Come on, folks. Let's break this trivia today. Enough already. I tell you. If you want more gas mileage, folks, look into the K&N air filters. They're excellent. They will give you better gas mileage. Okay, who's on the line?
Okay, we have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, guys. Back again. Okay, yeah, keep the trivia on. It's really, you know, mind digger. But anyway, I like to guess, wild guess, the 15% Wanda.
1-5.
Yeah. Call back.
Yeah.
Call us back in China.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we ran from Honolulu.
Okay.
Okay, last try. 51%.
Call us back in China.
Oh, boy. I guess that's it. We're not going to make it this week, huh?
Yes, not.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, go to my website and go check out Brother Iz and that clip on there. And also look at the rest of the stuff. Very informative, but... Brother Iz is really nice. Check it out. Okay? I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in today. And all my sponsors that help me keep us on the air. You gotta patronize them, folks. Because they're thinking about you and me and all of us in Hawaii. And ask those politicians, please, how they plan to keep their promise or are they going to keep their promises? Okay? Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.